You know, it's great to have a way to earn some extra money, isn't it? That's what many have done by using their homes as temporary housing or hotel-style-like accommodations via platforms like Airbnb. In New Jersey, the financial rules for Airbnb activity has varied from place to place. New laws recently passed, which make things a lot more uniform. Here to explain what this means for Airbnb people, from Avalara's My Lodge Tax, is Rob Stevens. How are you today, Rob?
Great. Thanks for having me, Chris.
And check out the services of My Lodge Tax. It's mylodgetax.avalara.com. Yes, we do have a link over to our page, so you don't need to remember that. It's there to use after you learn more about the situation. Because, you know, Rob, there are a lot of people who have gotten into doing this and finding it an easy way to make money. Just, I guess, in a way, forgetting that technically they're operating a business, so they really have to treat it like one, right?
Yeah, indeed. I mean, you know, short-term renting has become extremely popular and frankly very easy to do with the large, you know, websites like Airbnb and VRBO. You can, you know, list your property and pretty easily connect really with a global audience of travelers. So, you know, it's become very easy. But to your point, once you're engaged in short-term renting, you are in fact, you know, technically a small business, and then you trigger all kinds of registration and state and local taxes, and that's really the subject of this recent change in New Jersey. But yeah, anyone engaged in short-term renting, typically nationally, you're going to need to collect the same taxes as a hotel and register, and you know there's other requirements as well. But no doubt it's become very popular. But there are some, you know, things that people need to be mindful of.
And this isn't going to be a bear trap on you all of a sudden. It's going to be October 1st. At least that's the initial goal. Short-term rentals will be subject to 6.625% sales tax, 5% hotel occupancy fee, although that's lower in cities that have their own municipal tax, like Atlantic City, for example, Jersey City, Newark. State fee is 1%. Wildwoods, it's 3.15%. So I guess right. In a way, this bill is streamlining as best as possible, because up until now, at least in New Jersey, it's been sort of like a Wild West type of atmosphere where anything goes depending where you were.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's interesting. You know, New Jersey is one of the few states, well, I guess interesting to those of us that live in the tax world, maybe not so much to everybody else, but historically, New Jersey has had a carve out that has excluded, you know, basically single family home type rentals from the state sales and hotel taxes, and the legislation really changes that and puts them on par with what hotels have to collect from it.
Yeah, I think it was only Jersey City, or Jersey City was the first to realize that there was a. It was a business that should be paying taxes accordingly, and they saw it, you know, like any community municipality does, as a money-obtaining opportunity.
Sure. Yeah.
And I guess for the users, too, the Airbnb hosts, you know, I thought back to a friend of mine who was doing this quite a few years ago. She started, because she has a large home, and she started using a guest house for accommodations.
Right.
Completely ignorant of the California tax rules that basically are the same that we're seeing here in New Jersey now, until she got a tap on the shoulder from the state tax division and asked, and they were asking her for a check for $72,000.
Yeah, wow. I mean, that, and Chris, that's exactly what we see. I mean, we've been, you know, our business is to basically help people do all this for them. We have, you know, tens and tens of thousands of people we're doing this for across the U.S. And in that, you know, kind of Airbnb or VRBO market, or like your friend that had a home and was renting, what we find is people simply, they're just not familiar with these rules. They're often unaware. These are really tax requirements designed for businesses, but now with short-term rentals, they've become very ubiquitous. You have tons of individuals that are doing this, and they're just not familiar with these rules, and it can be a real blind spot for people. And I think, you know, certainly in the environment we're in, short-term rentals, Airbnb's become so popular and ubiquitous that, you know, I think state and local government agency focus on these taxes is ramping up significantly. And it's something, it's a blind spot for people, but, you know, obviously something people need to be paying attention to.
Yeah, because certainly there will be enforcement of these rules because, as we all know, states love their tax monies, but the way to avoid the enforcement, it's quite a few easy steps, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I would describe them as easy, but certainly complying with the rules. I mean, look, we're in the tax business. We live in the tax world, so that's always what we recommend is to comply. And, yes, that keeps you out of trouble. That keeps you away from the situation like your friend that received a, you know, probably a $72,000 assessment out of the blue. So, yeah, you need to, you know, register with the city, potentially the state where you're located, collect these taxes from your guest. And I always tell people, look, your guest pays these taxes. You don't pay these taxes out of your pocket. Most guests have an expectation. I mean, if you stay in a hotel or you rent a car, it's very common that you pay these taxes. Travelers have an expectation to do so. And so what you really need is just collect the tax from your guest and then, you know, pay it at the appropriate time, which, you know, for most of these taxes, it's a series of monthly and quarterly filing, sometimes a different agency. So there are some complexities, some moving parts, but to your point, certainly, you know, complying with it is always the best option. It's going to keep you out of trouble, keep you legal, keep you away from that, you know, surprise $72,000 tax bill that nobody wants to get.
Exactly. We're talking with Rob Stevens as we get ready for Airbnb people to have to treat their situation like the business that it is. And to get more information about Rob's services, from Avalara is My Lodge Tax, is mylodgetax.avalara.com, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. As far as your services, I mean, is this something for anyone who's using Airbnb for hosting people, should they consider the amount of business that they've been doing up to this point, whether they keep it as just an individual? Is there a consideration for LLCs incorporating? Is it easy to overcomplicate as opposed to keeping it simple?
Yeah, I mean, all good questions. And to your earlier point, you know, now when you're short-term renting, these are all kind of the typical business questions you need to grapple with and deal with. You know, our little corner of the world is really the hotel occupancy taxes. So, you know, certainly anyone on Airbnb, really, or any other short-term rental platform, anywhere in the U.S., now, with, you know, New Jersey is kind of one of the last few exceptions that's changing, needs to collect and remit these taxes, and that's our mandate, is to make it very simple for people, do it for them. And this is, you know, we are applying technology against this. We're not a room full of consultants. So for a $20 monthly subscription, you know, to use the example of New Jersey, we're going to make sure people are registered with the state, the city. We're going to make sure the taxes are correctly paid each month. It's just hopefully an easy way for people to really be on top of this somewhat complicated issue and keep themselves out of trouble.
So for someone who more than likely has never had to deal with work like this or details or tax systems like this, you're basically going to carry the load for them.
That's exactly right. We really try to do everything for them, and that's really, we've been doing this for a long time. And, you know, as we've talked about, most people are very familiar with income taxes, right? That's something we all have to do at the end of the year to our, you know, state and federal government. But most people have no experience with sales taxes and hotel taxes. So we've tried to make it very simple and really cover everything required that they would need to do to make sure they're registered and collecting the taxes and operating legally.
So as far as you being the Airbnb individual, you could just really worry about your guests and your accommodations, and you can let Avalara's My Lodge Tax take care of the heavy lifting as far as the finances are concerned. And certainly they have more knowledge, not being insulting to you, but they have more knowledge than you do as far as what to do and how to do it and to keep that letter out of your mailbox or that knock off your door asking for that $72,000 payment because you fouled up. So for $20 a month, it certainly sounds like a logical insurance policy against those kind of situations, which you do not want. So pay a visit to mylodgetax.avalara.com. Learn more about the My Lodge Tax services, because in New Jersey, you want to stay open, you want to stay legit with your Airbnb operations, just the stuff you're going to have to do, like it or not. Again, it's mylodgetax.avalara.com. Rob Stevens, thanks for being here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Chris. Appreciate it.